Well, here we are. Episode 3, Dirty D's Podcast. 25 minutes into our fucking...
We've had four takes there. Five takes.
This is our fifth take. Fill you in, guys. Let me tell you what happened. First time we started rolling, moving right along.
10:30 this morning.
Yeah, 10 o'clock in the fucking morning. 14 minutes in, Windows update shuts us down. Second episode, forgot to plug the mixer, and that's my fault. Third episode, we don't know what the fuck happened. No sound. Fourth episode, my fucking phone rings. So we are now in the take five of you've missed the best episodes of your entire life.
We're doing our best to bring you this premier entertainment. I am Daniel Pravat, a.k.a. Dirty Dan.
And I'm Daniel Preble. Guys, you just have to take our word for it. You missed out on some hell of a good shows. We fucked up. You're bad.
Shout out to our listeners.
Fucking right.
500 listeners on the last show. That was pretty sweet.
500 listeners mean you owe us a twerk video.
I do. I'm going to pop my man pussy for y'all.
And most of that is in, you know, we have to give respect and credit where credit's due. A lot Panda. Of that comes from Panda. Yeah, I mean, they helped us promote the show. Tim Rhodes has been on the phone with me this week to try to help me work everything out.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Tim doesn't even like talking on the phone. So, I mean, much credit due to Panda. And to Tim Rhodes and everybody else is helping us out. I mean, we really do appreciate you guys, especially with us just being in the beginner stages of this podcast. And all 500 listeners, dude, we cannot tell you how gratifying that is for us to look and see another, just one person has looked at our show.
Right.
And it just
and they
gives
like
us,
it.
Yeah. And all positive
something
feedback.
Different. It's local to where we are. Yes. Even though people that aren't here listen to us, we have people in Jacksonville. On our Facebook community that really enjoy the show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting crazy good feedback everywhere I turn around.
Speaking of Facebook, we're having an issue where we can't invite people to the page, the Dirty D's podcast page. So if you see us share that page, please do us a favor and like and share that page for us. Help us grow the show and get more listeners out there.
500 listeners, and if we do 1,000 listeners, we're going to do a drunk show. I'm going to drink.
Drunk show, and we all know Dirty Dan likes drunky show.
I probably won't be Dirty Dan drunk, but right. I'll have a good buzz
and
before I start
I'm
talking.
I'm really not going to be Dirty Dan drunk either because, number one, I bought a new car. I've got a car payment. And then, number two, I really want to produce something good, and if I drink too much, it'll be like you're having a show with Bill Cosby, basically. Welcome to the Dirty D's podcast. Would you like
are
some
you putting, are you going to put stuff in drinks?
No.
Okay, then I'll drink. Then maybe I'll drink also.
Maybe my drinks.
Valentine's Day curse. That's the problem. We have tried this show. We started this show at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're cursed because I don't have a Valentine. You can't say the same. You have a
yeah,
you're booed up.
I evidently have a girlfriend for the first time in a very long time. I don't know how to act, really. I got her flowers Good. And chocolates and stuff. Which is cool. And I don't know how to act because I'm Dirty Dan and I'm usually single. So, you know, I just want to do the right thing.
Well, you know, I really thought, you know, of the two of us that it would be the other way
that
around.
You would have
yeah, definitely.
And I would be single masturbating to internet porn and crying.
I showed interest in somebody. Right. And they knew how I thought of, you know, what I thought of them and what I thought of us and so on and so forth. And I thought today would be the day they would step up and invite me. I'm not going to send the invitation out to be your Valentine because you know that I already want to be your Valentine.
So this year you wanted the aggressive woman.
The aggressive woman. And it didn't work out. So instead of buying chocolates and flowers and movie and dinner, I'm going to take that money and I'm going to donate it to somebody less fortunate. Maybe
right.
multiple people.
You told
people.
Me that. Yeah, you told me that. You like to do that sometimes.
Yeah, if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that I do that on a regular basis.
Donuts,
I do
coffee.
Oh, yeah. Donate. I'm downtown as much as possible trying to give back because I really like to see that person randomly a genuine smile on their face.
I've been there before. You know, I've been jobless, homeless, living in my car and things like that. So, I mean, I understand.
Maybe
as long
just,
as they're genuine people and not, you know what I mean.
They might spend it all on drugs
yeah,
and I don't give a fuck.
There's two different kinds, I guess you'd say. And I don't have a problem giving to, you know. It sucks, man, that I say genuine, but... It reminds me of just the thing is I was in Burger King one time and I was eating and then somebody within Burger King or not Burger King, it was KFC, had asked me to cover their meal. after they ordered it. After
they ordered it. What the fuck?
And I'm like, what the fuck, man? You don't do that. You know what I mean? So it's like you said, you blindly give sometimes, but you just hate the fact that you could be helping sometimes genuine people. And then, you know.
Yeah, the way this day is going.
I
mean,
I don't judge them.
The way this day is going, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if they spend it all on drugs.
That's fine.
I'm going to hand it to somebody.
All the drugs.
I would hope to
I'm
find...
I'm going to hand out glass roses. Yeah. I'm just going to go around handing out paraphernalia.
I hope to find a single mother or something that's down there and to say, here, take this money. It's going to be a substantial amount of money. It's not going to be good. 20, 30, 40 bucks. Yeah. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Go spend this on yourself. Or that one random dude is like, why lie? I need a beer. Right. Here, take this money. Go get all the homeless
go
people drunk.
Go get Dirty Dan wasted.
Yeah.
Have a homeless people party.
I'm going to do that live on our fan page. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do that live on our fan page. I'm going to record
that's
it.
That's cool.
Put it on our fan page. That way people can see we're not just blowing smoke up their ass. We really do. So just a real quick, how do you like the new setup?
It's awesome. It's way more professional, way more comfortable.
It's not as intimate.
We're not trying to make out with each other. Because we had a couch. It was a couch with a mic in between that was on a table. But we're both big guys, so naturally we're sitting. So the couch kind of pushes us together.
This is mostly all Tim Rhodes doing, because he's the one that told me what we needed to do with the mixer and the mics, and he walked me through it, and so far so good. We're not smelling each other's breath.
And here we are in take five, you know, but looking like we just do this for a living.
Y'all missed the best shows ever, I swear to God. We're gonna do a Valentine's special. We talked about Dirty Dan being booed up now. Dirty Dan has a girlfriend.
Ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What is the best, I say best, but the most adventurous Valentine's Day.
Most adventurous Valentine's. Let's see. You know, I was married for 14 years, so
yes, sir.
We did some random, a lot of random stuff. So a couple of years ago, me and my wife, we just moved to Jacksonville. We couldn't really decide what to do for Valentine's. Or I like to do spontaneous stuff. You know, I already know what she likes, so it's not real hard to just go get her flowers and shit. But I said, pick a car. I had a Dodge Charger. I had an SRT8 Dodge Charger that got terrible gas mileage. She had a Volkswagen that got really good gas mileage. I said, pick a car. We're going to put $20 in it, and then you pick a direction, north, west, or south. Can't go east because we're in Jacksonville. We'll go off in the fucking ocean. But pick a direction, $20, wherever we run out of gas, that's where we're going to stop.
Choose
and stay.
Your own adventure Valentine's Day, basically.
So she picked south, and she picked my car. So we made it to Tampa on $20. I actually pull over to the gas station. She's going inside to pay for gas while I'm Googling resorts. And I Google a resort, and first thing that pops up is Paradise Resort. So I book it online, do everything, and we put it in GPS, and we head over to Paradise Resort. Get there, there's this wall around it. There's these huge palm trees. It looks really nice, but you can't see on the other side of that wall.
It's like some kind of wall.
Yeah, it's keeping the community out. And I thought maybe this is really, you know, exquisite maybe. But it was also not near the water in Tampa. It's kind of in town. So I thought that was a little bit odd, but didn't matter. We pull up to the guard gate and they buzz us in. And as we're going in, we see this thing that says clothing optional pool. And we're starting to, the wheels are turning now. I'm like, oh shit, what did we get ourselves into? And sure enough, you go around this turn and you pull
happy
up to the...
Happy Valentine's Day. Here's some floppy cocks.
Floppy cocks. And I said, babe, I think this is a nudist resort. What do you want to do? She said, well, let's find out. And we pull up and we park and we're going to check in. And it sure enough was a nudist resort. And I'm just like, all right, so what's the play? She's like, we booked the room. We're going to stay. And we actually had a really good time. We stayed at the nudist resort. I watched a bunch of TV. I think it was the Killing Fields had a marathon, ordered Chinese food. She laid out by the pool butt naked. Didn't really have to worry about anybody because everybody was in their 70s.
Right.
Retired people from Canada down here, snowbirds.
Right.
But it was a lot of floppy
old
cocks.
Old people definitely like getting naked. I mean, just...
Dude, volleyball? Fucking Wii bowling. Wii bowling. Floppy balls. And then no shame. No shame. One thing I didn't understand was they would wear in the volleyball the half shirt. The men would wear the half shirt that would cover up their
the
chest.
Top half, yeah.
Balls out but everywhere.
Balls and cock just swinging in the wind. Yeah, basically.
So, really, I mean, that was probably the most spontaneous.
And you guys had a good time.
Oh yeah, we had a blast. We actually, I think, went down. I think I met Jeff Hook that year. Jeff Hook is a Panda member. So now that we're talking about Valentine's and relationships, and Valentine's Day, special, so to speak,
for me, has been like kind of sad for most of my life. You know, usually it's like, hey, I get my hopes up. I get some flowers for a girl. She doesn't end up talking to me that day. I end up throwing away flowers. So I'm just like, and I binge drink and I get wasted. But a couple years ago, I had a really cool Valentine's Day where it was like outside the box Valentine's Day, because I actually spent it with the girl in a strip club, which is awesome.
Fucking right.
Because you know how, you know, a woman, and you're like, hey, hey, babe, we're going to spend Valentine's Day in a titty bar. And they're like, hell no. Yeah. It's not going to happen. So it was cool, man. We drank. We tucked dollars. You know, it was really cool. It was outside the box. And then especially because it's been shitty for so long. Because I always buy flowers. You know, I always think that that's a nice thing to do. Even though it backfires like 99% of the time. And then the one person that you don't buy flowers for, that's the one that likes them the most.
Better to buy flowers than plane tickets.
That's true. Which I have done that before, though. That's why I brought it up. You know, one time, Dirty Dan's all about the love. One time I actually bought a plane ticket to travel to another state. It was like $600 to go see somebody that, you know, I was really interested in. And I thought we had a connection and everything. Well, when I got there, obviously, no, I was definitely delusional. Wasn't anything like that. So again, the theme in my life usually is that shitty on Valentine's Day, but having a good one here and there just makes me keep doing it. Because as we both know, I'm romantic at heart.
Yes. Hopeless romantic, Dirty Dan. Mm-hmm. You know? Hopeless romantic, pass out drunk,
Dirty Dan. Pass out drunk, that's me. Like,
what kind of porn do you watch? Do you watch like, oh, man. Like the 80s style
theme? I was thinking about genres of porn and earlier today. And I was thinking it's funny because how pornography is all-encompassing. They've got every genre you want, right? I like big booty, you know, big titties, you know, it's just on and on and on. But it's funny how people watch porn but then criticize the types of porn that other people like. You know what
I mean?
You know,
that's a good point. That's a real good point. Like you fucking perv.
I don't get into the peeing porn or like the poo porn and that stuff because that's fucking weird.
I don't watch porn at all.
And I'm pretty fucking weird.
Wait, what if your girlfriend caught you watching? No, I got one better than this.
Oh, speaking of, that's a funny subject too. How some girls get mad when their dudes watch porn, right? And I always thought that was weird because it's not like somebody's in the room.
Yeah.
It's not like you can ask her every time you want to masturbate, hey, hun, come here and spread them cheeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what do you want? Because I always want a solution when a girl's getting angry or upset.
Yeah.
To give me, like, give me some kind of idea to where I know what I'm doing.
So, but okay, so I can understand the porn thing. I don't watch porn. We've talked about that before. But you know, so you're open about, hey, I watch porn and whatever. What about this girl you're dating? What if she comes to you and says, hey, you know, we all know Dirty Dan. We know the stories. What if they go, hey, you know, Dirty Dan, I heard you bang like some chicks in a VIP. Have you ever banged anybody I worked with?
Right.
Well, how would you answer that? How would you?
I mean, obviously, say it truthful. I have nothing to hide. I'm Dirty Dan. I tell people how it is. You know what I'm saying? Whether they want to listen to it or not, it's just the way it is.
So being completely honest.
You got to be. I mean, in my opinion, either you're honest or you have somebody else tell the truth or they find out the truth themselves. And one of the biggest things in any relationship, even though I'm a toddler in terms of like relationships, is trust, right? And once that's portrayed, I think that, you know, it's really hard to get back.
Yeah, you definitely want to be open and honest because if you're willing to do that and then they get, you know, rumors and shit get back to them, they're going to look at them and say no.
When you set that that guideline of truth, you know, then if something happens, then they're going to believe you because, you know, they know that you're truthful with them.
Like,
even if they didn't want to hear it.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it hurts their feelings, even if it's not something they want to hear, if you're honest, the next thing you know, when they hear the bullshit stories, they know to filter out the true and the false. Yeah, and absolutely. That's important in any relationship. I mean, that was one of the foundations of me and my wife's marriage, actually. We got married. She was young.
That's just crazy. You know, like, I think marriage is awesome, personally, because I've never been married, right? And I just think it's awesome when people can stay together for so long, because like, to me, it's just mind numbing. Like,
you know,
that's crazy.
Of course, I've got three children, and I love my children to death, but I would never redo it again. Right. I would have never got married. I would have just had kids with her or something. Right. But we built our marriage on trust, and then it fell apart because of trust. And 14 years wasn't a bad run.
And nothing's perfect.
You got to just learn to accept the faults in everybody.
And it's important to be, like you said, and I said, best friends.
Yeah.
Too.
Yes. Yes.
Because if it's only an emotive situation where it's, I love you too, mm-hmm. but you're not really friends, and it's always thin ice emotion kind of thing, it makes it really uncomfortable, really weird.
I agree. We were best friends. So to give you an idea, she was 18 or 19, and she went to this concert, and she went with her best friend upstairs. We lived in an apartment in Panama City Beach, and that wasn't no big deal. They came home, whatever. Didn't think nothing of it. A couple weeks go by, and her best friend have a falling out. Mm. And they're outside, they're yelling, and I'm like, wait a second, you ain't going to yell at my woman, you know? I'm not going to beat up no woman, but I'm not going to let no woman put her hands on my wife. So the best friend looks at her, she goes, you need to tell your husband what you were doing in that hotel, whatever, whatever. And I didn't want to embarrass my woman, and I wasn't going to degrade my woman in front of somebody else. I wasn't going to disrespect her in front of somebody else. You don't do that to your woman. Right. I acted like I didn't hear. I turned around and walked inside. Now, when they finished their little spat, she came inside. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is she talking about? And she told me, nothing. I said, listen here. I want you to understand, honesty is key. I said, it's real simple. I don't give a fuck what you did. I was 19 once. I had a good time at 19. I had a lot of fun. If you did something crazy and wild, it's okay. I understand, but be honest. Don't ever let me hear like I just heard from this other person. And she didn't say you were smoking crack, because I would have looked at her and said, you're full of shit. She didn't say you robbed a bank. I'd have said, you're full of shit. So what was she implying? So she came back. She said, you know what? I got a little fucked up. I went back to the hotel with her, and we fucked some dude. I said, okay. See how easy that was? Don't ever fucking lie to me. Fast forward, maybe a year later, I'm at home. I mean, I leave my phone at home. This girl named Charlene calls me that I had been banging behind my wife's back. My wife answers the phone, and I wasn't there. I was gone about 5 minutes. I walk back in, and she's got her arms crossed. She's tapping her foot. Who the fuck is Charlene? And I go, what? She goes, motherfucker, remember? Don't ever lie to me. I said, okay, I've been banging her for about 4 months. I said, you know, but we started off, you know, early. Right. So we were married 14 years. The first year or two, we were doing some stupid shit. But then we built that honesty, which led up to the fact that 3 years ago we went to a nudist colony. And we're completely open and transparent with each other. So honesty is key. But
I think that, and I've said before, that every relationship is different. And I think a lot of times we look at our past relationships, it's not the same person. You're not dating the same person that you dated last time. People are kind of do the same things, behaviors, but it's just because we're all in like a defense mechanism. You know what I mean? Because we don't want to be made look like a chump or be stupid, or somebody come up to you and be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like basically right now, the thing on the internet used to be on Facebook was, is Dirty Dan alive? And then now it's like, is that really Dirty Dan's girlfriend?
We're in disbelief. She's hot, bro. She's fucking
very
hot.
Very, very beautiful lady. Yeah. And a bartender,
Need to hook me up with some of her friends.
You know?
Since, just want to reiterate, I don't have a fucking Valentine on Valentine's Day. We talk about relationships, man, and, you know, we're trying to be entertaining as well as informative. Right.
First and foremost, this is our show. We talk about what the fuck we want to talk about.
There you go.
So you're going to listen or not. You're on for the ride, because we're not catering to anyone. We're just talking to each other, and hopefully you guys listen, basically.
This show is the fly on the wall. Now, we do realize...
Unscripted.
Yep. Unedited.
Fifth
fucking attempt.
Palms sweaty.
We understand that there are people that do listen, so we do try to censor ourselves somewhat. Yeah. The way we're talking now, if you feel that's edgy, you should hear us without the fucking microphones.
One day we're gonna do like a say as far as no hold barred raunch show. Just try to be.
That'll be that thousand
hardcore,
listener.
You know,
that thousand listener when we're both drinking. Yeah,
when we're both just be crazy.
And we're going to get some females.
Maybe even do a disclaimer in the beginning of the show, you know, with one of those cool voices. The following broadcast of Dirty D's podcast is unfiltered and generated by the power of alcohol.
We're going to get some females in here, too. We both know a ton of women in our business.
And they're really interested in doing it, so it's cool. And we're just local, and we're doing this because we wanted to kind of, like, give us something creative to do. And we think we're doing pretty good.
I think we're doing awesome. I mean, 500 listeners, bro, that's nothing to, you know, shake your head at. I think we're doing an amazing job. This episode, fifth take, even after five, you know, we're talking 20-minute shows, we're still talking. And even though maybe we missed something.
And I have ADD most of the time, and I'm able to talk. This is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, how we did this over and over again without any notes or anything.
I don't know.
It's impressive.
But
to
we
me.
Hope everybody out there is having a good Valentine's Day, even though he says fuck Valentine's Day.
Fuck Valentine's.
I'm pro romance this year, girlfriend. Mm.
I am going to go give some money to some people that are less fortunate.
All right. Well, we appreciate y'all for listening to the Dirty D's podcast. Next week, our episode number 4, we're going to touch base on prostitution and drugs in the clubs. So stay tuned next week. Until then, thanks for listening. I am Daniel Pravat.
Don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook. We're trying to get it figured out as we speak, man. Thank you for listening again. I'm out, Daniel Preble. I am-